Michelle Singletary is back with us with her personal finance tips. Today, she is answering questions sent in by some of you, our listeners. Michelle, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so good to be here.
Okay, here's our first question. It comes from a listener in Washington State. Actually, a whole string of questions. Here goes. How do you recover financially from bankruptcy? How do you reestablish credit? How long does this information stay on your credit report? Let's assume I've learned the lesson. I'm building an emergency fund. What else do I have to do to regain financial health?
There's life after bankruptcy. You doesn't have to be a permanent black mark on your credit record. The bankruptcies stay on your record for about 10 years. Other bad debt information stays on for 7 years. So you've got some time where it'll be removed. But in the meantime, believe it or not, there are many people who find they can still get credit after bankruptcy. In fact, the day after they file, they'll get tons of credit card offers because now, under the new bankruptcy law, they can't file for another 8 years. So creditors are figuring, you have got to pay me because you can't file for bankruptcy. So coming out, you want to not make the same mistakes. If the reason why you went into bankruptcy was overuse of credit and living above your means, have a financial plan so you don't end up back there even in 8 years. You know, pay your bills off on time. That is the best way to improve your credit rating and credit score. And can you get credit? As I said, you most certainly can. There's something called a secured credit card that will allow you to start to reestablish your credit so that then you can apply for other credit offerings and hopefully get better rates.
Okay, you can get the credit back, but for heaven's sakes, be careful with it.
Absolutely.
Here's our next question. It comes from Juliet of Portland, Oregon. She wants to know your opinion on 529s. These are college savings plans. She writes, my children both have an Oregon college savings plan. I only contribute $50 a month per child. The kids are 13 and 8. Is this enough? Michelle, what do you think?
It won't be enough, sadly. I mean, we all know, I mean, my goodness, it takes the price of a country to send, you know, a small country to send your kids to college. But save whatever you can as often as you can. If $50 is all that you can eke out of your budget, then it has to be enough because that's all you have. So I love 529 plans. It has a great tax advantage. When you put the money in, it grows tax-free. When you pull it out, it's not taxed. That's a great way to invest your money. Be careful about what state plan you put your money in. Some are better than others. You want to check the expenses. How much is it costing them to invest your money for you? If you live in a state that has a tax break for that particular 529 plan, for example, I live in Maryland. Maryland gives you a $2,500 tax break for every 529 account you have. It's a good way to save for college for your children.
Okay, here's one quick one. This is from North Carolina. Would my husband and I be better off improving our home with our extra savings or with a home equity loan?
That is an excellent question because so many people are tapping into their home. In fact, people are using their home as a piggy bank. Just take the money out. I say be very cautious about that because remember, whenever you get a loan that is collateralized by your house, you're putting your house in jeopardy. So if you've got extra savings above your emergency savings, and you know how I am, you know how that's the same old story, 3 to 6 months living expenses. If you've got savings beyond that and you've also saving for your retirement and other savings goals and you've got a lot of pot of money that you can use your cash. What is this obsession with getting debt? If you have to make improvements to your house, use the money that you have. You're not going to have to pay money on it to borrow it. So if you got it, spend it. We have an obsession with debt. If you don't have to get debt, don't get it. Debt is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Michelle Singletary, good, writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's our regular personal finance contributor. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
And Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.